I thought about doing this on my own a while back. I think you mentioned it on the show. I'm very excited to announce that me and Brett Davis will be taking a romp through the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
And Brett is going to guide me on this galactic tour.
And I'm being already told that Brett Davis is more of a producer on this show. This is your journey. I'm being told this is Mike's journey.
But yeah, you have a
Sherpa.
He's,
he's your Sherpa. Make Mike Marvel.
And welcome to Make Mike Marvel. I'm Brett Davis, and this is the star of the show, associate producer Mike Lisk.
Welcome, Brett. It's been a while. I feel like it's been months, but it's really only been a couple weeks. But I've been on an excursion. It was an experiment that I was part of as part of Z-Man's sentence. And let's just say I'm glad to be back.
Well, I applaud Z-Man.
Yes.
He did impress me. He brought on guests, Kirk Thatcher, last week.
Yeah, it would have been nice if I was informed about the guest so I could participate in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he had his own ways, you know. I'm pretty sure that I would have been phased out of the show.
If
me and Z-Man continued, I would have been phased out by episode 3 or 4 because I was almost completely phased out of episode 2. Yeah. Now, he had a vision. He fulfilled his obligations. He produced the shows. Some people responded positively. I'm glad they enjoyed the shows. I did not in any way try to sabotage the shows. I wanted the shows to be the best they could be. As I said, there was a different... we were on opposite tracks as far as the vision for the show.
And I just want to say, as far as my reaction to things, there was a level of theater going on that maybe not everybody was on the same page of. But just want to say there was a little bit of kayfabe going on in this. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, people got excited. I mean, the comments, were a little over the top at times. But there were strong opinions. Yeah.
Well, today we are on the road to Infinity War. Does that excite you?
Yeah. I mean, we're closer to the end, right? I mean, each step means we're closer to the end.
We are talking about Thor Ragnarok. This film takes place 2 years after Avengers Age of Ultron.
Tell me, Captain, do you know where Thor and Banner are right now?
Yeah, I recall that Thor and the Hulk went missing. That's the only vague memory I had.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't in the last Avengers thing, right?
They were not.
Yeah, I'm going to shock people here. I really thought the first two Thor movies were boring. Thor's a bore, I think, was my catchphrase. And I would say they stepped it up. I think they must have gotten some feedback that they needed to do something with the Thor franchise. And I have to say, they did step it up in this one. I mean, you've got humor. He's becoming almost as, a comedian as Tony Stark. And you've got lots of fancy costumes. You got lots of flying around in space. So there's lots of Star Wars-like action.
I think the objective from, you know, even years before we'd written the script was to change this film up in some way. You know, I think it all started to feel a little bit familiar and predictable, and you know, I called Kevin Feige and said, you know, we gotta do something different here. And he agreed, and you know, was incredibly receptive. And then we had Taika come on board, who had the same attitude, And so, yeah, it was about changing the aesthetic look, the hair, the hammer, the costume, everything, the world that we, you know, were a part of, the universe, the music, everything. And so it felt like kind of a clean slate, you know, and starting again and playing a new character in a way, which was hugely freeing and invigorating.
This one goes to Taika Waititi, who is known for comedy movies. He did Hunt for the Wilder People. He did What We Do in the Shadows. He did Jojo Rabbit, which was a humorous movie for sure.
Yeah, I did not like that movie.
I didn't love it. And also worth noting the music, Mark Mothersbaugh.
Yeah, he wasn't involved previously on anything. I mean, I see him in so many credits, I can't remember.
Not to my knowledge.
Some of the things. Yeah, okay.
You know, it's called Ragnarok. If you remember in Age of Ultron, there's like a scene that kind of teases Ragnarok, and it's this fiery, exotic, you know, dream sequence on Asgard. And
I can still save you.
We're all dead. Can you not see it?
And they clearly trashed that idea. And we got this very colorful, easily the most colorful Marvel movie.
Yeah.
So let's jump into the plot. We see Thor in a cage. He's battling the fire demon Searcher, who's played or voiced by Clancy Brown. A very one-dimensional Thor villain.
My time has come. When my crown is reunited with the eternal flame, I shall be restored to my full might. I will tower over the mountains and bury my sword deep in Asgard.
Hang on. Give it a second.
Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin blasts, and he beats up all these fire demons and fights a dragon.
Yeah, that was a, you know, again, yeah, they pumped it up. Good action sequence with the music. So, yeah. I'm like, okay, this is not the usual boring Thor.
We see Thor wind up back in Asgard. Heimdall is gone. In his place, we have Scourge, who is played by Carl Urban. What did you think of Scourge?
Yeah, that was a step down. He was not as effective as Idris Elba as Heimdall. Dahl.
I mean, he's just kind of... He's not
he's filling a spot.
Yeah. I did find myself on this watching him in all the scenes, because Cate Blanchett really kind of draws your eye in. But yeah, I'm trying to watch him, and he was, you know, he's acting throughout.
Yeah, no,
he's not given much to do, but
he has his part as a sort of a collaborator.
This is it. I take my leave.
You fool, you didn't listen.
I'm sorry.
Lady Sif, get help!
Somebody help!
What did you think of this play? Well, did you like any of the cameos in the play?
I may not
catch all the cameos.
No, I have a feeling I did not catch them.
Did you catch any of them?
There were a couple attractive young ladies, I think.
You didn't notice Matt Damon?
Matt Damon was in there?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now, Matt Damon is playing Loki.
Sorry, I tried to rule Earth.
They'd be lucky to have you.
I'm sorry about that thing with the Tesseract. I just couldn't help myself.
I know.
I'm a trickster.
Yes.
So mischievous.
Yes.
Sorry about that time I turned you into a frog.
It was a wonderful joke.
It was indeed hilarious.
Luke Hemsworth is playing Thor. Sam Neill is playing Odin in this play.
Well, now I may have to go back to check that out. I mean, they weren't disguised. I mean, right?
I mean, Matt Damon had a black wig on, but he has a pretty distinctive face. So Thor is watching this play that's kind of paints Loki as the hero, reenacting the dramatic Loki death scene in Thor: The Dark World.
I will tell Father what you did here today.
I didn't do it for him.
For him.
Loki is not dead, mm-hmm. and has been hiding as Odin. I particularly really like Anthony Hopkins playing Loki, playing Odin.
Father?
Oh, shit.
My son Thor has returned. Greetings, my boy.
Oh, shit.
I keep a watch list of individuals and beings from other realms that may be a threat to this world. Your adopted brother, Loki, is one of those beings.
And why bring him here? We're looking for my father.
I can't believe that building is on Bleecker Street, but...
spoiler alert, it isn't. were you happy to see Doctor Strange back?
Yeah, I guess I like to see the juggling of the different characters. You know, it's like, oh, okay, didn't know this guy was going to be in here. Mm-hmm. Here he is.
I think it's a fun sequence. They kind of stole this whole scene while they were shooting Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Taika Waititi came onto the set and directed this, and they had some fun with it. He sends them off where Odin is in Norway. Do you remember where this is?
This was it previously.
Yeah, this is Tonesberg.
Tonesberg, okay.
I think that's how you say it. Probably some Norwegian pronunciation, but this is the same place that was in the Thor movie, Captain America movie, and will have a larger role in the upcoming films.
Oh, okay. Is it actually in Norway? Did they film in Norway?
Well, the funny thing is this scene was supposed to take place in an alleyway in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And Odin was supposed to be kind of like a crazy homeless looking guy.
Really? Okay.
No, I found it first. I found it.
It's all right. We're here to take you home.
Home?
That's right.
There's no home. There's no hope. Asgard is not a place.
Father, it's me, Thor.
I know. You're my son, Thor. My son, Thor.
And I guess they went a little more serious with it.
It's already begun. She's coming. My life was all that held her back, but my time has come. I cannot keep her away any longer.
Oh, who are you talking about?
Goddess of Death. Hela. A firstborn. Your sister.
Yeah, what?
And then he vanishes into dust. And that's when Hela comes back.
I'm gonna shock everybody. I did not pick up on Kate Blanchett right away,
mm-hmm.
with the black hair. I mean, that really sort of threw me off. I'm like, who's this? And it took me like a couple scenes before I recognized her voice, and then I said, oh, okay, well.
I'm Thor, son of Odin.
Really? You don't look like him.
Perhaps we can come to an arrangement.
You sound like him.
She had some nice outfits in this movie.
And that she did.
That sort of threw me too. I don't know that I've seen her that sort of, you know, showing off her full figure.
Well, she's leaning into the camp of
mm-hmm.
this role.
Yeah, no, I'm glad she got a big payday.
Kate Blanchett signed on to this because her kids like Marvel movies.
There you go.
She wanted to make her kids happy. Although Charlize Theron was considered for this role.
Oh, really? Okay.
So what did you think of kind of Hela? Kind of comes in, she kills off the Warriors 3 pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Were you happy to see these kind of vestiges of the old Thor movies kind of just wiped clean?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty easy for them to write in a new character, right? She, you know, all they have to do is give you the explanation that she's been banished to some jail for all these years, I guess,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, I mean, that seemed like a pretty lazy way to introduce a new character, but so be it. I went along with it.
But yeah, Hela comes in, kicks Asgard's ass while Thor and Loki are sent into the cosmos somewhere via the Bifrost.
Yeah, it was hard to keep track of where we were in mm-hmm. this one because it's all over the place, as we'll see going forward.
So yeah, Thor winds up on this garbage planet where he's captured by Valkyrie, played by Tessa Thompson, although Lupita Nyong'o was considered for the role. Mm-hmm. What did you think of Valkyrie?
Yeah, I liked her character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she shows up swinging a bottle. She's a boozer. I was like, that was different. You know, uh-huh. she falls off the plank coming out of her ship.
He's mine.
I'm like, wow, you know, are we going to have AA meetings in for her? She needs some help. But no, she sticks with her drinking as the film progresses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very pro drinking. Yeah. She downs a full bottle at one point. I'm uh-huh. like, yeah. So she can hold her liquor, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I love Tessa Thompson. I think she's such a good actor. Very nice to watch on screen.
Yes. Her outfits were nice. Sure. Where would I know her from? What are some are I didn't really get a chance to check out her credits.
Creed movies, the Rocky sequels.
She's in those?
Men in Black movie. She's on Westworld.
Oh, okay. That's where I definitely know her from. I hung in there with that show. I don't know if I made it to the end, but
yeah,
Selma. I did see a few seasons of that.
Sorry to Bother You. And she presents him to her boss, the Grandmaster, played by Jeff Goldblum, who's full Goldblum in this.
I am the God of Thunder!
Wow, I didn't hear any thunder, but out of your fingers, was that like sparkles?
Yeah, no, he's good. You know, I mean, he's always a good presence in a movie.
Carlo?
I pardon you.
Oh, thank you.
You're officially pardoned from life.
And then melts a guy. It's like, this is what I've wanted to see out of these. When I saw this movie, I was like, oh, finally they like got the tone that I want to see from at least some of these.
Yeah, know? No, I agree. I think that, you know, if this is going to be for, you know, more for adults to, yeah, go full, let's have a few laughs along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know this, you call yourself Lord of Thunder.
God of Thunder.
I've never met this man in my life.
He's my brother.
Adopted.
Is he any kind of a fighter?
You take this thing out of my neck and I'll show you.
Oh, listen to that. He's threatening me. Hey, Sparkles, here's the deal. You want to get back to Asberg.
Asgard.
Any contender who defeats my champion, their freedom they shall win.
I do know that the Grandmaster is brothers is the brother of the Collector.
Uh-huh.
You were in his house.
The Collector's house. Yes, okay, yeah, back. It's like, okay. Yes, I was in the Collector's house, yes.
Yeah. Isn't it wild that you have that experience?
It is.
Yeah, so Loki has been hanging out there for some time now. It's clear that Grandmaster has a little bit of a crush on him. Mm-hmm. He is using this because he thinks that Asgard is a wash. It's not even worth fighting Hela. And he is trying to climb the social ladder here. But Thor is just eager to get back home. He is put into bondage. They cut his hair off. What do you think of short hair, Thor?
You know what? My immediate thought was to when James Hetfield from Metallica cut his hair.
Go back to Asgard. Hela describes Odin's fiery reign over the nine realms. She takes in Scourge as her little sidekick. She summons a dead army and a giant wolf.
Yeah, that was, what were they, like in some sort of dungeon? I mean, they didn't bury their dead. They just left them laying out in a dungeon someplace.
Heimdall is there now with long hair.
Yeah, I was happy to see him. And
carrying the weight of like the dramatic half of the movie. Protecting the Asgardians as they are slaughtering.
Yeah, he's on the ground level, protecting everybody. He finally got out of that that thing he sits in all day on the Frost Bridge or whatever the hell it is.
And now, without further ado, it's main event time. Watch out for his fingers; they make sparks. Okay, this is it. Let's get ready to welcome this guy. Here he comes.
Did you know Hulk was in this?
No, I did not.
Was it a pleasant
surprise? I don't do any research before the movie. I kind of just go in knowing nothing and let it wash over me. So, yeah, again, it's like, you know, this is what it is now. It's, they're mixing characters in and out. Yeah, that's, you know, they keep the balls juggling, you know.
What did you think of Hulk and Bruce Banner in this?
Yeah, I mean, that battle, you know, this is an argument. I mean, I've you know, said this before, that, you know, when they're battling and they're, you know, they're pounding each other, they're throwing each other against a wall. I mean, what is the protective layer for Thor? Is his uniform, his outfit, protect him from the laws of physics?
Well, he has an enchantment on him.
All right.
His mother was a witch, you know.
Okay, all right. I forgot about the enchantment, you know, because he takes quite a beating in this thing and just gets up, brushes himself off, and he's back at it.
But we see Odin ask him, "Are you Thor, god of hammers?" And he's a god of thunder.
Yeah.
And that thunder...
Yeah, summoned. Yeah, the thunder is the decider at the end. Yes,
the match is a draw. Grandmaster sees that Thor is a worthy opponent, and wants to save him for later.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get some Thor and Hulk hanging out. Hulk speaks more.
Thor, sir.
Shut up.
Thor, sir.
I'm not sad, you idiot. I'm pissed off.
Oh.
Angry. I lost my father. I lost my hammer.
Oh. Why?
You're not even listening.
Stop, kick, stop.
Yeah, they're hanging out in Thor, the Hulk's bedroom.
Yeah, what do you think of his bedroom?
Kind of interesting decor, but yeah, I guess. The set people had a lot of fun in this movie, you know. All the sets were very creative. I don't know, it kind of had a target. Was that the red and white room?
Yeah. He slept in like the head
of a giant beast.
Of
a target. I'm like, is Target a sponsor of this movie?
So Thor finally gets to talk to Valkyrie. Hulk turns into Banner after seeing video of Black Widow.
What? Sokovia Ultron, that was 2 years ago.
What are you saying?
Well...
I've been Hulk for 2 years?
I'm afraid so.
Loki is captured by Valkyrie, and Thor convinces them all to team up and head to Asgard.
Look, I've spent years in a haze, trying to forget my past. Mm. Sakaar seemed like the best place to drink and forget and to die one day.
Well, I was thinking that you'd drink too much and it probably was going to kill you.
I don't plan to stop drinking.
Oh.
But I don't want to forget. I can't turn away anymore. So, if I'm going to die, well, it may as well be driving my sword through the heart of that murderous hag.
Good.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that I want to be on the team. Has it got a name?
It's called the Revengers.
Revengers?
Because I'm getting revenge. You're getting revenge, and you want revenge?
I'm undecided.
Okay.
Also, I've got a peace offering.
Surprise!
My favorite line of mumbo jumbo occurs in this scene where they're coming together to form the Revengers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about how they're going to get to Asgard, and they're observing the Devil's Anus. And Bruce Banner says,
"Anus? Wait, whose anus?"
For the record, I didn't know it was called that when I picked it.
That looks like a collapsing neutron star inside of an Einstein-Rosen bridge.
Like, okay. All right.
Are you saying it doesn't look like that?
I've never seen one, so yeah, maybe I'm totally out of line here, but again, if you want to correct me in the comments.
I think the theoretical physicists in the audience... we're probably like, what?
Yeah. They got it right. They got it right for once, the science.
It's not mumbo jumbo, probably.
Well, I know those things exist. Yes, the neutron star. And I believe I did look up the Einstein-Rosen bridge in a previous episode. They've trotted this out before. Mm-hmm. So they're real things, but I don't know if that's what the Devil's Anus actually is.
And head to Asgard. Escaping Sakaar in the Grandmaster's orgy ship.
Come on, there's got to be a gun on this thing.
That looks like a gun.
It's my birthday! It's my birthday!
The lights are going. Yeah, no.
That might be my favorite joke in Marvel.
Yeah, no, like I said, I appreciate all the humor in this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they get back to Asgard. Loki does try to double cross Thor, so he does not join them on the journey. Although he does catch up with Korg and the revolting prisoners.
Yeah.
Who are finally causing the uprising that he had made pamphlets for years ago. So we get back. Hela finds Thor sitting on her throne. They have a fight. Thor loses an eye.
Yeah.
Just like his dad.
That was a bit shocking.
Seems like all is lost in his battle with his super strong sister, Hela, who learned, Cate Blanchett learned capoeira. That's how you say it? The martial art?
You're asking me?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
He has a vision of Odin who helps him conjure the strength within. Which leads to another Immigrant Song needle drop as he fights a... like a zombie horde of enchanted dead warriors. Mm-hmm. We have standoff.
The final battle is starting to rage. We got a big dog.
We got the big wolf.
Looks like a dog to me.
Who is preventing the Asgardians who have survived, who are trying to get onto this, to get out of there.
Yeah.
Banner finally decides to conjure his inner Hulk, and he just falls flat which is a callback to the Incredible Hulk. That's how he fights Abomination way back when. But it doesn't work this time, at least not immediately. Then the Hulk is able to punch this wolf in the face.
They go off the bridge.
Yeah.
Underwater.
It's a whole big fight sequence.
There's ships flying around. And that's the sequence that just was so ridiculous, was the hopping from ship to ship.
Uh-huh.
the Valkyrie, and then Thor gets in on the action, just jumping from ship to ship. Going,
that took you out of it.
It was just like, yeah, it was like, okay, you know, the fight sequence where they're fighting physically, but now they're jumping from plane to plane, ship to ship. And I was like, okay, I don't even think they do that in Star Wars. I mean, they try to maintain some sort of degree of reality. But I mean, yeah,
it's a movie with like a, like one of the background characters has three heads and they never address it.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right.
Even Scourge has a, decides to stop being the executioner and fight on the good side. And
the rock guy, the rock guy has a little sidekick, a blue little Meek, is that his name?
Yeah.
He's, yeah, I guess
like a little insect guy with knives for hands.
I guess they're thinking you gotta always remember there's gonna be merchandise with these attached to these movies.
Mm-hmm.
So the introduction of all these new characters means new plastic toys, right? They learned that lesson from Star Wars. Let's get some new merch for this movie. What in the final
when Loki goes into the
vault. Loki takes it upon himself to get the crown from the demon guy and dip it into the eternal flame, which recreates that character. He materializes out of nowhere, and then he starts wreaking Ragnarok.
That's not the only thing he does in the vault, though. He also passes by the Tesseract.
Oh, yeah. He it's like a little Infinity Stone museum there. But he doesn't comment it really on it, does he? I mean, does he take them? I mean,
he does.
He does? Oh, okay.
That is an important detail for a future movie.
Where do you put them? In his pocket?
Well, he's a witch. So he just hides it on his person.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Makes it disappear.
Yeah.
Searcher comes in with his flaming sword and he just lays waste to Asgard, killing Hela in the process as the Asgardians and the Sakaarans escape on this huge vessel. And then we see Thor now taking the seat in the throne finally. Alongside his new and old allies, and Thor and Loki kind of seem to have resolved their brotherly problems too.
And they're gonna head to Earth.
Do you really think it's a good idea to go back to Earth?
Yes, of course. The people of Earth love me. I'm very popular.
Let me rephrase that. Do you really think it's a good idea to bring me back to Earth?
Probably not, to be honest. I wouldn't worry, brother. I feel like everything's going to work out fine.
But something pops up in the way.
Yeah.
A very large spaceship.
Yeah.
So that, we will pick directly up from that scene in a future movie. And we also see the Grandmaster on Sakaar saying, "It's a tie." Thor Ragnarok. Here's a huge question. Mike, did you Marvel?
This is a Thor movie that I came closest to marveling at.
Mm-hmm.
They kept it to a brief 2 hours and 12 minutes. I appreciated that.
Yes.
I appreciated the humor. I appreciated the strange aliens, the costumes, the bright colors. Yeah, they went all out on this one. And I congratulate them for that. But this is still not my thing. And when they started hopping from ship to ship, I threw up my hands.
I can't believe that
I did continue. I did continue watching. I made it to the end.
It's not the giant who is has gamma radiation and then flew to a planet on his little Earth spacecraft.
Yeah, I was even able to accept the devil's anus. but hopping.
It's not
from
the
ship
enchanted
to
witches
ship.
Or the aliens or the mythology
of Asgard.
It was
the ship to ship jumping that turned my thumbs up to a thumbs down.
You gotta get
it. And they made me wait a long time. This is a new thing, a new criticism. I don't like waiting a long time for those Easter eggs. Mm-hmm. And they made you. There was one very quickly. There's two in the credits of this movie. There was one very quickly, and then the second one was after 10 minutes of credits.
Like, there is a button. If you're watching these on Disney Plus, uh-huh. which I believe you are.
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope you're not buying these.
I am. No, I'm not buying them.
And a little button pops up. It says skip credits.
Uh-huh.
And you just click that, and it takes
and that,
you.
And that'll take you right to the thing, though?
Yeah. Because they want you to see those.
Okay. I'll check that out next time.
Yeah. Well, next week might be your cup of tea.
Okay.
Because your girl's back.
And this will actually be a second watch. So I can,
yeah.
I can pick up on all the nuances.
Unbelievably. Watch this on your own time.
Yeah, I watched it on my own because I'm a big fan of Scarlett Johansson.
Take care.
Exciting. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the best show and the Patreon.
And thank you to Z-Man for keeping us afloat over these past few weeks.